do you see your life? How do you see your situations? There's records where we hear God say to the prophets, you know, tell me what you see, Jeremiah. You know, what do we see? Do we see with our physical eyes or do we see with our spiritual eyes? We know that the just shall live by faith, not by sight. If anything's going to be of grace, it's got to be by faith. And faith is the things that we can't see in the senses realm, but it's those great and precious promises that God has given to us. All the promises of God in Jesus Christ are yes and amen, right? In Christ Jesus, yes and amen. God is never going to say no to you. He's never going to say no to me. When our hearts and minds are focused on the Father and we believe him, then he goes to work. So the things that happen is not that we do the work, is that God does the work. God says, I'm going to do this. We say, yes, Lord. You're going to do this for me? Yes, Lord. And as we do it, he goes to work. We believe those great and precious promises. God works with faith. God responds to faith. He doesn't respond to fear. He knows the circumstances of our life. He knows what is going on in our lives, the things and challenges that we face. But we're only going to be stronger for anything that we're facing. And it's not that God's making that happen. And we don't focus even on the enemy, okay? And we don't pay attention to our negative circumstances. But we pay attention to those great and precious promises of God. And we pay attention to what God is working in our hearts, that image that God has given in mind. Like Amber says, when she prays and she's praying for the fellowship, she sees all these people coming. And if you can see it here, you will manifest it. You will definitely manifest it. And I'll give you an example from the scriptures. When Jesus said in Mark 11:24, he said, you know, what sort of things you desire when you pray, believe that you've received them, then you shall have them. So if you haven't got it, but you've got to believe that you've received it, you've got to have a picture in your mind. You've got to see the thing that you're desiring already yours. You've got to act the part. You've got to believe. If I'm believing for a car, okay, I've got to see I've already got it. Well, I've got to have an image in mind. And this believing images of victory. That car sat outside my house. I can close my eyes and walk to that car, and I can put my driving gloves on. I can get in that car. I can feel the steering wheel, the smell of the leather, and you know, just driving that car, the smoothness. That's imagination. That's faith. And yes, this is mine already. And people just think this is a fairy tale, but it's not. We've got to have childlike faith. This is how the things of God operates. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if you do a little word study, which I've done, I'm not going to share it tonight, but I'll give you a couple of examples, and I've shared it before. Like Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. So you've got a situation which is all against you, right? Nothing seems to be going your way. If that's the situation, then when you stay on your mind, what are you staying your mind on? You're staying your mind on the victory, the end result that you want, right? And that word mind, in Isaiah 26:3, when you look at the Hebrew word, it means imagination. So you've got to use your imagination. Kids use their imagination. They play a role. They do all different kinds of things. They imagine all different kinds of things. Childlike faith. And so we grow up and that goes away from us. But not for believers that understand the way God works. Because God has revealed to them how he works. He shows from the scripture how he works. The Tower of Babel. It says in there that nothing was going to stop them from what they wanted to achieve because of the imagination of their heart. They all spoke the same thing. They was all thinking the same thing. So their languages had to be mixed up. So they weren't speaking the same thing and discussing the things and getting like-minded. So, you know, being fully focused with what God says. If you're healed, you're healed. That's what God says. So we focus our mind on those great and precious promises. We see ourselves doing the things that we can't presently do. We see ourselves doing them. We call those things which are not as though they were. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So these things are just very simple, and they're very important. And as we practice to operate this way, we will start to see the manifestation and the results and the promises of God manifest very quickly. Because the spiritual blessings, all these great and precious promises, they're set, it's already done. Now, we need to manifest them in our life to show forth that relationship of God, the love of God, the compassion of God, the abundance of God. So we need to manifest those spiritual blessings. And it's by faith that we manifest them, that it might be by grace. So we believe that God's going to do the work. We got total confidence. I know personally I can't change this whole thing, but God, you can. And I see myself walking in victory. I don't see myself as a grasshopper. The children of Israel, I shared this on Sunday in our leaders' meeting. God led them to the promised land. They were looking into the promised land, spying it out, right? But the people that didn't enter in saw themselves as grasshoppers. There were giants in the land. They didn't go in. God didn't just lead them there to look and say, look, there's the promised land, but you can only watch it from afar. You can't taste it. You can't touch it. But you can see it from afar. That's about it. That's as far as you're going to go. He didn't lead them all that way through the wilderness, those 40 years, just to give them a glimpse. We got all these great and precious promises, our promised land. Those great and precious promises are our promised land. And God wants us to go in and possess that land, to manifest these great things that he says we can, and you can, because we can do all things through Christ. Okay, God is working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasures. But what happens is we get these giants pop up, these problems, these situations that look unsolvable, that look immovable. But what did God say? It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit. And that you'll say to this mountain, be thou removed, like, you know, and that mountain will become a plain. So it's by the spirit of God. It's by doing what God is leading us to do. Stay in focus with the Father, not get in trouble because we're not seeing the results we want to see straight away. When you sow a seed, a physical seed, into the ground, you don't see the manifestation of that seed straight away because it's doing a job. Once that seed's sown, it's made demands on the ground to give it power to produce. But the seed grows down before it grows up. It gets some roots. So when it grows up, it's unmovable. And so God has given us roots. We go through these situations. They are our roots. And we start to learn that God is faithful. And the wind might blow, but we're not moved. We're not moved by what we hear, see, smell, taste, and touch in the senses realm or by any circumstances that come against us. But we know that whatever it is in front of us, God has made a way where there seems no way. He's the one that makes rivers to run in the desert and away in the wilderness. So as we walk with God, as we're being led by that spirit, we got that, the fruits of the spirit being produced in us also, because we're speaking in tongues, we're praying, we're fellowshipping. And that fruit of the spirit is patience, endurance. So we can endure through any kind of weather, through any kind of situation, like a palm tree being blown in the wind, it will bend, and it will bend right over and touch the ground, but it won't break. And we're stronger than that, because we got God in Christ in us. And I've had many people call me this week on different things. And, you know, you can see how things are going in the spiritual realm. You're on the negative side, you can see, you know, but we don't want to be focusing on the negative side. But God has got the solutions to every problem that arises. And so we need to not pay attention to those things that trouble us. You know, there might be things coming along that trouble you, that try to get your faith away from God. So you're not believing. So you're either worrying, you've worry, fear, and doubt, false evidence appearing real, making itself look bigger than God, making itself look bigger than the solution. There's no answer to this one. But God has got an answer for everything. He is a God of deliverance, and he's for us. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And God wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to go to him. So what do we do? Like, Ruth, she was free to go, but she stayed with Naomi. We can learn something there. Because things might go wrong, we stay with God. We don't go off. We don't freak out. Fret not thyself. Fret not thyself, God says, but stay with me. And because she stayed, then God was able to bless her and her mother-in-law and prosper them. Because listen, God wants you to prosper. We're not talking prosperity gospel here. We're talking about what God wants for your life. He wants you healthy. He wants you sound in mind. He wants you physically well in every area. He wants you to be prosperous in the financial area. He wants you to have a good journey through life. But if you've got all these problems and you've got lack in those areas, how are you going to have a good journey through life? Now, we can believe God if we're in these situations to get out of them. So that takes a bit of humility and humbleness to find out, what have I got to do to change my situation around? So what have I got to do to grow in my ministry, for an example? What have I got to do to be accelerated forward? So I'll give you an example. So for me, for 3 years, nothing was going right. Everything was going wrong. No connections, no great fellowship, all turned up inside, no direction. But God says, I got a purpose-driven life for you. I got a purpose and a plan for your life. And that's what's going to drive you and move you forward. So you need to get on my plan. So there I was for a long time. Okay, God, what do I need to do? The finances are not so great. Okay, God says, pay off your debts. Focus on them, pay them off. So he gave me a plan. He showed me what to do. He put it in my heart. And I started to make arrangements to pay off my debts. And my God, did God accelerate and got rid of them doubly quick time. It looked like a mountain, but God made it a plane very quickly because I decided to listen and execute what God was showing me to do. So that's in the era of finance. Now, what about my ministry and my connections? God started to show me where I needed to connect. And it took me some time to really believe it. But I knew in my heart where I needed to be connected for that further encouragement, sound words and direction for my ministry and for my life so that I could be give. Because I'm a giver. I want to give to people because I know God's given to me. I want to help people come out from where they are. Because I was in those same situations. I had the same problems. And it's not very nice when you're in them. But God's a God of deliverance, and he knows the way. So when God showed me where to connect, he opened the door for that to happen. And then, so I knew where to connect. And I connected where God wanted me to connect. And I made a committed decision. So I didn't just make a decision to connect. I made a committed decision that I was going to follow this way. I was going to connect in this area, and I was going to follow the encouragement, and I was going to practice what I was being taught. That took an act of faith because I wasn't manifesting all the things I am now manifesting. So it was an act of faith and trusting God what he was working in my heart. So then the sound doctrine come. Do this, honor God. You know, I was asking Sangeet, how are these guys so successful in India and Nepal? Why are we struggling in the West so much when, you know, with the outreach and growth and the prosperity and everything that God says we can have, I can see all these guys having. What are you teaching them? He said, well, number one, we teach the people that come once they're born again. We teach them to speak in tongues, like they can manifest God's power. And then we tell them they're ready to go, that they speak whatever God puts in their mouth. And they do it. These guys receive it and do it straight away. So they do with a purpose. They don't listen with a purpose. They do with a purpose. And then we tell them to honor God with their substance. And so I become fully persuaded of this because I heard a great sharing by Andrew Womack. And he was sharing on the steward in Luke 16. And when Jesus was saying, he that is faithful in that which is least will be entrusted with the true spiritual riches. Right, and he was talking in the era of mammon, finances, resources. So when we're faithful in that smallest area, this is the least area where we use our faith, it plays out in every area, not just in finances and giving. Because like once you learn to give, and you understand this is the least error of my use my faith, then we have to understand the error of stewardship. In other words, that the money that we have, that, or the resources that we have, we put them to work for us. And if we do those two things there, then all the other things will fall into its proper perspective. So some people get really blessed, God blesses them, and then they get lured away by the things of the world. Oh, we got money now, we can go and do everything we never done before. But when you've got it in the proper perspective, you realize, hold on a minute, I can still enjoy doing those things, but I can do it and also steward what I've got as well. And it doesn't take my heart away from God. It doesn't take my focus away from keeping God first. Because for me, I live my life for God. I mean, 100%. I'm sold out. It's all about God first, above everything else. It has to be that way if I want to move forward, if I want to be that example, if I want to walk into those things that God says that I can have. God said to Abraham, I've made you the father of many nations. God has said promises to me, personally, for other people, established them. And I see that now. It's mine. I confess that now. I am moving the world in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. I don't care what you think about what I just said, because that was a promise to me from God. How he does it is up to him. He's going to do it. I'm not. I just got to stay in faith. And I don't have to worry about what anyone says. And a lot of people worry about what other believers say about what you're saying or teaching or doing. I don't, because I will never get to my destination if I do. So you've got to be sold out with God. 100% from your heart, we're sold out to live unto God, not unto man, not unto me, not unto any ministry, but to live unto God. And then he's put dreams and desires in your heart. And if you think he hasn't, just ask him, Father, what's my goal? What is it you want me to do? Because I know now it's not about me. It's about what you want and your purposes. And when I'm in line with that, then my true purpose in my life is being fulfilled. The true desire is being met. So we don't glorify man, but we connect people to God. We give honor where honor is due. So people that are encouraging us and teaching us the sound words, we give that respect to them because they're being obedient to God and they're speaking forth what God says. So when I say my teacher and I refer to Sangha, I'm giving respect to God and to Sangha because he's walking with God and he's feeding me and God's also feeding me. And so it's just wonderful how these things work. If we got eyes to see and ears to hear, and God can give you those spiritual eyes to see, he's given them to you. The only thing that clouds them is our old traditional way of we've been taught. Oh, and it can't be that way because I wasn't taught like that. I wasn't taught like that in this class that I took. Well, okay, well, you carry on doing that then, and you still get the same results. But if you want to move forward with God, then you've got to be bold. You've got to be fearless and take those risks. Take those steps out of faith. And it's as you do that, you see that God is there with you. You see that he's leading you. Because my heart's for God. It isn't for Satan. It isn't for the world. I want to move with God. I want to introduce Jesus Christ and God to people's lives. And you've got to be sold out to sell. People will know if you're committed or not. And so I'm just sharing these things. I'm very passionate about them. But I know all of you got great heart for God. So it's not like I'm pointing fingers or anything like that. I'm just trying to encourage you. If you want to see a different result in your life, then you need to go to God. Father, what is it that you want me to do? Some people are satisfied where they are. Okay, they've lived the full life and I'm okay as I am. But for people like me, it's not enough. I need more. I want to see the great things of God. I want to see great outreach. And I'm expecting it. I can see it. And then the younger ones, we don't despise anyone, youth, but like Danny and Amber, you see the fire in that heart. Becky Jancy and other people and middle-aged people. You know, we need to really go after what it is that give your whole life to God. Like full commitment to him first in every area. And that doesn't mean just picking up the Bible or just popping on a fellowship. It means really living sanctified every day you get up, you're thanking God, not just to take care of your problems, but for the vision and desire he's given you. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the purpose that you've called me, the direction that you've called me, the work that you've got before me. I thank you for the things that I need to accomplish your work. I need laborers. I need resources. I need connections. And I'm sold out to sell. And I'll do whatever you want me to do. And I'm not going to compromise with the world. I'm not going to compromise on doctrine. But I'm going to teach and do the things that are proven to be working and moving. So God says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, the things that we're encouraging, we've proven to be good and true and acceptable and perfect will of God. These things that you can do, it's all about doing. It's not just about learning it. The learning comes from doing, and the understanding comes from applying and doing it. It's not that you take a class and get all the understanding. You get a bit of knowledge. But it's when you do the things that you see, oh, this is how God really works the things. This is really works. Because you're doing it. That's where understanding comes from. So God will show you what to do. You do that. You may not fully understand it, but it's as you do, then the realization, the enlightenment comes. Oh, wow, I never seen this. And then you practice that. Keep doing that. And then when you share with other people, they're like, well, you know, I've been doing this for years now, and I've faithfully done this and this and this, but I haven't seen nothing. It's doing it with God. He's a living God. He's the fountains of living water. And he really wants to bless you and increase you in every area. He wants you to have much fruit and that your fruit remains. He wants you to be happy and at peace. And he doesn't want you to be sidetracked by the world. So when you make a committed decision to really live for God and do whatever it takes that God wants you to do, then you start to get that peace. You start to get a fire in you that keeps you hot and committed. That even comes from God, that you're not moved by the things in this world or by other people's talk about you. Or if people are talking behind your back, or if bad things are happening around you, God will keep you moving. You'll be moving through that fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't burn because they didn't bow. And we don't bow under pressure, baby. You know, we don't do that. We're believers. And we're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we don't focus on the negatives. Don't focus there. But focus on God and those promises that he wants you to manifest. The promised land of the spiritual to us today is in the spiritual. The promised land is the spiritual, great and precious promises of God that we can manifest when we do what God puts in our hearts to do. So we are the joy to the world. We are the joy to ourselves. We're the joy to our wives and our brothers and sisters, auntie, uncles, and the people around us, because they see there's a difference. They see there's a fire in you, and they want what you got, because you got God in Christ in you, and you are victorious, and you say what God says about your circumstances, about your problem, about your health, about your finances. Say what God says and declare that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it should eat the fruit thereof. So these things are being repeated quite a lot because God's working that, because he wants you to operate his way. When we do it God's way and ask him for wisdom, I was sharing with someone today, ask God for wisdom. If you don't know what to do, Father, give me your wisdom. He'll give it to you. And he will give you that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ as we ask. Father, I really want to know. I want to understand and see the things that you said I can have. I want to see them manifested. And I'm going to see them, God. I'm not going to let you out of my sight until I start seeing these things. I'm going to pull on your leg. I'm going to keep asking you. I'm going to keep seeking you. I'm going to keep knocking on your door until you show me how your men and women walked before and how I can do it now today. And so we stay with God. Like Ruth stayed with Naomi, we stay with God. We don't budge. And you might be gleaning in the fields right now. But don't be worried, you'll be running that field, you'll be owning that field. Because God wants you to be the head and not the tail. He delights in the prosperity of his servants, and we're his sons and daughters. He wants us to be prosperous in our hearts, in our minds, rich in our understanding of his ways. And, you know, God made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. I want to know God's ways. I've said to God, you've got to show me your ways like you showed Moses. You said you're not a respecter of person. You said you respect faith, and I'm believing, and I'm asking you. And he's starting to show. And he'll show you, because he is no respecter of persons. But when we go to God with a full heart, willing to break with tradition, you've got to be willing to break with tradition. The things that keeps you where you are no growth, but you just keep getting the same old thing year in, year out. God wants to accelerate you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know right now, that you haven't seen yet, and you've been around for years. He's got greater things for you. And even if you're 90 years old, he's still got great works for you. And so I'm on fire for this stuff, man. This keeps me going every day. I don't stop. I don't stop going to God. And I'm saying, Father, you show me. And then he's showing me bit by bit by bit as I desire. So according to the level of your hunger, God will feed you. How hungry are you? Do you just want a little salad, or do you want his steak? The meat and potatoes of God, you know, the best. So anyway, I just get really passionate about all this stuff, and I love you guys, and it's up to you. Do what you want with what was received, but I know God's working in you, and he's got a great plan, and he's got a great purpose, and he's got an expected end. Just like with Job, he went through so much stuff, but God gave him an expected end. He doubled everything that he lost. And God can still do it for you. And you receive it by faith. So that's what I want to share.